I know I'll never forget the day that it really hit me that I was truly living my dream. I was flying my jet helicopter from a business meeting in Los Angeles, traveling to Orange County on the way to one of my seminars. And as I flew over the city of Glendale, California, I suddenly recognized a large building. And I stopped the helicopter and hovered above it, which is kind of a fun thing to do in a helicopter you can't do in a plane. And as I looked down, I realized this is the building that I'd worked in as a janitor a mere 12 years ago. In those days, I've been concerned about whether my 1960 Volkswagen would hang together for the 30-minute trip to work. My life had been focused on how am I going to survive. I'd felt alone and I felt fearful. But that day, as I hovered there in the sky, I thought, what a difference a decade can make. I did have a dream back then, but at the time it seemed like it would never be realized. Today, though, I've really come to believe that all my past failures, all my frustrations were actually just laying the foundation for the understandings that have created the new level of living I now enjoy. As I continued my flight south along the coastal route, I spotted dolphins playing with the surfers and the waves below. It's a special sight that my wife Becky and I treasure as one of life's special gifts. Finally, we reached Irvine, California, and as I began to look below, I was a little disturbed when I saw that the off-ramp to my seminar was jammed with bumper-to-bumper traffic for more than a mile. I thought to myself, boy, I hope, you know, whatever else is going on tonight gets started soon so that the people coming to my seminar can arrive on time. But as I started to descend down to the helipad, I began to see a brand new picture. Thousands of people being held back by security just where I was about to land. Suddenly, I began to grasp the reality. The traffic jam had been caused by people coming to my event. Although we'd expected only 2,000 people, I was facing a crowd over 7,000 in an auditorium that would only hold 5,000. When I walked into the arena from the landing pad, I was surrounded by hundreds of people who wanted to give me a hug or tell me how my work had positively impacted their lives. The stories they shared with me were absolutely incredible. I was so touched by the emotions in the room that I got choked up. And after I was introduced, at first I couldn't even speak. And as I looked out on the audience, I saw 5,000 smiling, cheering, loving faces. And in that moment, I realized I am living my dream. What a feeling to know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, I have information and strategies and philosophies and skills that could truly assist any one of these people in empowering themselves to make the changes they desire most. You know, a flood of images and emotions started to flow over me. I began to remember an experience I had only a few years before, sitting there in my 400-square-foot bachelor apartment in Venice, California, all alone and crying. I remember listening to the lyrics of a Neil Diamond song, "I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard it all, not even the chair. I am, I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why, leaving me lonely still." I remember feeling like my life didn't even matter, as if the events of the world were controlling me. I also remember the moment my life changed, the moment I finally said, I've had it. I know I'm much more than I'm demonstrating, mentally, emotionally, physically. I'm more than what my life is showing right now. I made a decision in that moment which was to alter my life forever. I decided to change virtually every aspect of my life. I decided I would never again settle for less than I could be. Who would have guessed that this decision would bring me to such an incredible moment now? I mean, how could a young kid like me with nothing but a high school education have created such dramatic changes? My answer is simple. I learned to harness the principle I now call concentration of power. Most people have no idea of the giant capacity we can instantly command when we focus all of our resources on mastering a single area of our lives. Controlled focus is like a laser beam that we can use to break through anything that seems to be stopping us. I'm going to make a couple of assertions that you may find a bit bizarre, maybe even unbelievable. And the first one is, I believe I know who you really are. I believe you and I must be kindred souls. Your desire to expand has brought you to this program, and that tells me that you're someone who wants more. No matter where you are in your life right now, I know you want more. No matter how well you're doing or how challenged you may be, deep inside of you, there's a belief that your experience of life can and will be much greater than it already is. You're destined for your own unique form of greatness, whether it's as an outstanding professional, a teacher, a business person, a mother, or a father. Most importantly, you not only believe this, but you've taken action. You've picked up this tape, and now you're listening to it. I want to challenge you now to take the next step, the all-important step of actually using it. And now here's my second assertion. If you're willing to accept the challenge and really use the specific technologies you're learning here, you will achieve your dreams. This program, by the way, concludes with a specific plan that'll help you to create your own magnificent obsession, your own vision of what it would take for you to have a fulfilling future, a future in which you make a significant contribution to the world and vastly increase the quality of your life in the process, a future where you provide a rich environment for yourself and your family and literally make your dreams real. These are not exaggerated claims. They're achievable goals. I can tell you my own magnificent obsession began with some simple questions. How can I take immediate control of my life? What can I do today that can really make a difference, that can help me and others to shape our destinies? How can I expand, learn, and grow, and share that knowledge with others in a meaningful and an enjoyable way? You see, I truly believe that we all have a sleeping giant within us. Each of us has a talent, a gift, our own bit of genius just waiting to be tapped. And I decided many years ago the most important way I could spend my life would be to invest it in something that would outlast it. I decided that somehow I must contribute in some way that would live on long after I was gone. Today, I have the incredible privilege of sharing my ideas and feelings with literally millions of people through my books and my tapes and television shows. And I've personally now worked with over 250,000 people in the last few years alone. I've assisted members of Congress, CEOs, presidents of companies and countries, managers and mothers, salespeople, accountants, lawyers, doctors, psychiatrists, counselors, professional athletes. I've worked with phobics, the clinically depressed, people with multiple personalities, and those who thought they had no personality. But now I have the unique good fortune of sharing the best of what I've learned with you. And for that opportunity, I'm truly excited and grateful. And you know something? Through all the challenges that I've been through personally and all the people that I've met, I've continued to recognize the power that individuals have to change virtually anything and everything in their lives in an instant. I've learned that the resources we need to turn our dreams into reality are within us, merely waiting for the day when we decide to wake up and claim our birthright. Let these words you're hearing now be a wake-up call. Let this be your challenge to tap your God-given power to live life to the fullest. And I want you to know that I enter into this relationship with you with great respect. I may not be meeting you face-to-face right now, but my words are reaching you, and I'm deeply appreciative of the opportunity to join you in this journey of discovery and to really participate with you in the actualization of your deepest and truest potential. Life is a gift. And it offers each of us the privilege, the opportunity, and the responsibility to give something back by becoming more. Let's begin our journey right now by exploring decisions, the pathway to power.